Out of Circle. Good afternoon with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Quest veteran Michelle Phillips led the race out of the Circle checkpoint after 10 this morning. She was followed by defending champ Brent Sass, past winner Alan Moore, and veteran Cody Strath within just over an hour. At last check, the rest of this year's 15-team field is either resting or on the way to Circle. The next stretch of Quest Trail takes teams up the Yukon River towards Slavin's Cabin, 60 miles away, and then Eagle, another 100 miles out. It's a long, remote portion of the race, and as KUAC's Lex Trinan reports, mushers are hoping that some of the lessons they've learned along the first part of the trail help them through upcoming challenges.
The first 200 miles of the quest before mushers hit the Yukon River are a sort of trial by fire. Windy rivers, steep climbs, and harrowing descents. It's an intensity in terrain that brings out any sort of weakness. 30-year-old Ryan Olson found one such weakness going up over Rosebud Summit.
I actually had to stop him a couple times to catch my breath because I'm not in very good shape, apparently.
In fact, it was one of the dogs that was trying to give her a boost. The dog, Thrasher, was a sort of barking cheerleader.
Because, I mean, you're only going like half a mile an hour, if that, as you climb up. And, he was like whining and barking. And anytime we slowed down a little bit, he just like would... make a lot of noise and get everyone pumped up.
While mushers tend to blame the problems on themselves, dogs also run into serious issues, especially when temperatures are as cold as 40 below. Brent Sass, one of the early race leaders, said that his dogs needed some help to stay healthy. Here he is at mile 101.
I had to really pay attention to some frostbite in a couple dogs because it was really cold, and so I was stopping a lot to check that and move flaps around, and I think I got it sorted out now, so I shouldn't have to be stopping as much.
But sometimes, even the most experienced racers run into trouble. 62-year-old Alan Moore says he ran into some issues early on in the Chena River. Moore said it slowed his team down early in the first portion of the race. While he was able to make some hasty repairs at an early checkpoint, it wasn't perfect.
Well, nothing's ever easy, but...
There's also small problems that can be consequential in a race that is run in February in the subarctic. Headlamps are an essential piece of gear to illuminate the trail for mushers and the team. Over coffee and a breakfast burrito at the Circle City checkpoint, Cody Strath explains how he fixed a charger cable that had cracked from the cold.
And it was kind of a funky European wire thing that I couldn't even see, first of all, because I had bad eyesight, but I got it all spliced back together now.
He borrowed some electrical tape and a Leatherman at the checkpoint and got it all fixed up. But he knows that headlamps, while small, can be consequential. He recalls a musher a few years back who got stranded on the next section of the trail.
Both her headlamps broke, and so she could only travel for a few hours a day, and then she ended up having to have people come get her because she was running out of dog food because she had to camp all night.
For sled problems, though, repairs can be more complicated. Quest rules state that replacement parts required for the safety of the team can be replaced with the approval from the race marshal. However, it comes with a catch. They're subject to up to a $500 fine. Chase Tingle, running his second quest, found himself in trouble when his foot brake broke coming down Rosebud. He had to replace the part at mile 101. Luckily for him, the race marshal waived the fine in favor of a one-hour penalty. Heading into the Yukon River out of Circle, mushers will be hoping that they've worked out all the kinks of their sleds and themselves before moving out to some of the longer stretches of trail.
Tina, you got booties for everybody?
Yep, lots of booties. Tons of booties.
All right, let's go. All right.
Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Circle City, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.